Well, I guess we're
on radio.
What is doing, man?
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth drama.
And welcome to Smooth Drama on a Tuesday night, June 2nd. And here we are, and I'm trying to cue our mogulus here.
You're sitting here with Butter Pecan and Dick Hugger.
Yes, you
hanging
are.
Hanging out at Booger Studio.
Booger Studio. With Dick Haga.
I said that.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there's some technical difficulties with this thing right now.
All right. Well, you know what it is? Because I was going to ask you a question on the air.
What?
That's kind of controversial. Well, it ain't controversial. Something that everybody do. Would you like to have sex?
With what?
Well, on June 26th, and I guess this is for everybody out there, June 26th, there's an air sex world championship that's coming to Los Angeles.
Air sex?
Yes. The air sex world championships are coming to Los Angeles. And so, basically, the competition is you jump out of a plane, and you do an air sex routine where you're simulated sex in the air. Yeah, simulated sex in the air.
Okay.
And I guess you have 2 minutes to impress the judges, and then that's it.
Okay.
And it's scheduled to be at the Echoplex. In Los Angeles.
Is that another version of the Minutemen?
I don't think that you actually use the real live organ.
Mm-hmm.
It's simulated, sort of like virtual.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was a joke, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if I'm jumping out of a plane, I'm not simulating nothing. I'm really going to pull the cord so my parachute will open. That's all I'd be concerned with.
Yeah, okay. I could see, that happening. So, I need to find out, can people see us? What's going on with this stupid thing? Oh, here we go. Good Lord, there we are.
Wow.
Gosh. What a pain in the ass. Okay. Hi, everybody.
That would hurt.
We've got a guest today, Nikki Marks. We got to call her soon because she's in New York, and it's after midnight there, so we're going to give Nikki a call. Do you have something to say? Want to add?
I was going to add that anybody who wants to have air sex, Echoplex, if you're going to do it, you may give us a holler over here at Smooth Drama. You can hit us up, Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. Or you can bust us off a text. You can text the word Smooth Drama, 41411. Let us know what's going on. You can Keaton. We'd like to cover you. We can talk about your air sex debut.
Your air sex debut.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can try and give this Nikki Marks a call. I'll figure out how to do all this shit in my...
So, one other thing that happened that's very important, people. Your ex-Vice President, Dick Cheney, finally admitted that there was no link between 9/11 and Iraq. today.
He finally admitted.
Yeah, he said,
oh my God,
there was no link. So, it's like 8 years too late. But, I guess, woo-hoo! We know. He's saying that there wasn't a link between Osama bin Laden's attack. He said there was just a link between Al Qaeda and Iraq.
Okay.
That was the confusion. That was the confusion.
Wow. Okay, we're gonna call Nikki now.
Hello?
Nikki.
Hey.
Hi there. This is Butter Pecan and
Dick Hugger.
How are you?
Oh, pretty well. And you guys, what's going on?
Well, you know, we're on the air. You're on the air live now. So.
Oh.
But you know,
hey, everybody. It's Nikki Marks, live and direct, baby.
There you go.
Live and direct.
Live and direct. Is it after midnight there? You're in New York, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah, 12:09. I was just waiting for you guys to hit me up.
Here we are. So, well, what's going on with you? What are you up to?
Well, besides, like, making some new tracks, you know, staying out of trouble, being a good girl for a little bit. You know?
What kind of trouble did you get into?
Man, what kind of shit is that? Staying out of trouble. How you gonna be
in trouble, man? Living in New York is crazy. I tell you that much. Oh, something crazy.
Okay,
like,
but how you
I'm
gonna be a hardcore rapper and you staying out of trouble? That don't make sense.
Oh no! I used to be a hardcore rapper.
Oh.
Now I'm one of those.
To the man.
Those nice ones, you know.
Are you wearing the nice ones?
Yeah, I'm not selling no more drugs. Baby, I didn't want to end up in Rikers Islands with these big girls that's, you know, maybe hot for my ass. So I said, I'm going to change my ways.
Did you say selling no more drawers?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
What's that mean?
Oh, well, you know, I used to, like, you know, hustle here and there a little bit and then got locked up a couple of times. And then I was just like, I'm too pretty to be locked up somewhere. And getting raped maybe by some, you know, Hulk Hogan ladies.
You didn't want to deal with Big Bertha?
No. I mean, you know, they're all great with me, but that's not my thing.
No?
Nah.
Damn, we was looking forward to bring our smooth drama cam up in there and Nikki Marks live on the set.
Yep, Nikki Marks up in the building, up in the castle.
Exactly.
So you're from Germany, right?
Right.
How old were you when you came to the U.S.?
The first time I came to America, I was 12, and I was just so fascinated. I mean, it was just, I remember, like, just looking at the people and the buildings. It was just awesome. Because, like, you know, in Germany, everything is pretty, like, I don't know, it's kind of plain in a way, and then, you know, it's all right, like Carnival, they got like once a year where everybody gets pretty crunk. But besides that, it's always just the same old since the 80s, nothing really changes. But then, you know, here it's like things change constantly and things keep like moving and new people come, you know, old people go. It's just, and then also, I don't know what it is about the U.S., but it's just,
well,
it's
on.
Just like now I take it for granted because I've been here for so long, but.
Oh.
Dude, why are you dissing the fatherland?
Huh?
Yeah, why are you dissing the fatherland?
Oh, no, I'm not dissing them at all. It's just that they don't have the same swagger. It's just a different kind of swagger, you know. I'm not dissing. You know, shout out to Germany. Still love you guys, but. But I'm not going back over there. I mean, I'm not going to live over there. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just a different kind of, like, I feel home here. It's kind of weird. Like, I never kind of, like, fit into the German scene for some reason, which people, like, when I go to Germany, they don't even speak to me in German. And I'm like, dude, I speak German. Like, why are you speaking to me in English? Because maybe because I don't look German. I don't know what it is. But
looking German mean?
Well, blonde hair, blue eyes, how people you think a German person would look like, I guess. I don't know.
Now, when you came here, did you know how to speak English?
Yeah, the funny thing is, I was like, I know this sounds hilarious, but I was like watching MTV all the time overseas, and then and I was listening to Biggie, and Wu-Tang was just coming out at that time, so I was trying to understand what they were saying, so I started like, you know, speaking slang. Like, before I could even speak proper English, I was already speaking ghetto slang English, which was kind of weird to some people because I came to America and I was just, like, this white chick, you know, walking around through the streets of New York, like, yo, son, hey, yo, what up, son? And they'd be like, what the hell is this, you know?
Yeah, you still have your German accent?
See, I don't think I have a German accent because German accent sounds more like this. Hey, Harry, can you please bring me the bread and the water? I'm very thirsty. And in Germany, we drink the water with the bubbles. That's how kind of like a German accent sounds like, so I don't think I have that one, which is awesome. I love it, but for some reason, I never had that kind of accent.
Wow.
It's all right.
Now, tell us about your song, Eating All Your Puff.
Eating All Your Puff.
Uh-oh. Did we lose her? I think we lost her.
Yeah. That's a very interesting song. We're sorry, people.
Wow.
Technical difficulties beyond our control has thrown us off, but myself and Butter are back.
We're going to try and call Nikki back here. I don't know what happened there.
So we can hear about this eating all your pups.
Hello?
Sorry about that. No, don't know what happened there.
Oh.
So,
me neither.
Song. Eating All Your Pups. That's the name of the song, right?
Right. Eating All Your Pups. It's, basically about this guy, you know, that I'm dating, or in the song I'm dating, and then, you know, he's depressed, you know, he needs to eat his spinach, kind of like Popeye to get big and strong, but I don't eat spinach, I mean, I do, but more cereal than that, and then, you know, I'm basically trying to make him big and strong, make him eat all his food so he can pay back, you know, pay attention again to me, and,
pay it back,
you know,
pay it attention.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't going there with it.
No, because you know what I mean? Like, some people, when they're depressed, they really, like, they can't love nobody because they right now going through difficult time themselves, like, especially with this economy and all this crap. So, and then, you know, me, I'm like, you know what? I'm sick of looking at this dude looking like this. So I'll go to the grocery store and get, milk and some cereal and pump this guy up, you know, make him strong again.
You
make him
go. I like it.
Buying him cereal?
She's talking about...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just about cereal. It's not really the actual cereal. It's basically like, you know how they say, like, kid, eat your cereal and your milk so you can get big and strong? It's just basically saying that, you know, you're sick of seeing this person, like, be all depressed and, you know, look like that, so you're trying to make this person, like, get some energy, you know? It's a cereal or vitamins or crunk juice or whatever the case, you know?
What's crunk juice?
Oh, it was just an example. Oh. Like, that's an energy drink or something.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a hot song.
It's a bit different.
Huh?
People on the West Coast don't know some of these East Coast words.
For real, that's actually a down south word.
Oh.
Yeah, ATL.
Right, but you're just saying that when you say crump juice, I'm like, is that really a real juice, or is that just them talking about some alcohol or mixed up?
I have no idea. I never had it. I should try it. I don't know.
That's the song. Eating all your puss.
All right.
Eating all your puffs.
You got
out. Working on the album at the moment. It's gonna come out within the next 6 months, so watch out for that. I got also right now my ringtone. Everybody could download to their phone. If you text the word puffs to 33563, you know, you get my your puffs to your phone, and you can just start breakdancing to it every time the phone rings.
Breakdancing to it.
Okay, everybody out there that's listening,
yep.
That was the word.
Pop, lock, and drop the cereal, baby.
P-U-F-F-S to 33563 to get Nicki Mark's ringtone, Eating All Your Puffs.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, you said you could start breakdancing to it when your phone rings.
Yep, pop, lock, and drop it. Take that move.
All right. So, who are some of your influences, Ms. Mark?
I'll say, first time I listened to rap music was like Run DMC. And then I have to say, I'm not a fan of anybody, but, you know, I really respect them because they open up a whole kind of different path for all of us. And then I say, you know, I like Jay, and then Biggie, of course, you know. But, but that's about it, you know. I mean, I respect everybody in this game. But I don't know, for some reason, I'm not really listening to anybody right now, not at the moment, you know.
Have you been spending a lot of time in the studio?
Huh?
Have you been spending a lot of time in the studio lately?
Yeah, actually, I record myself at home, and then I work with Kane as the engineer, which is also Swiss Beats engineer. And shout out to Kane as the engineer. He just dropped his album, which you can download for free on iTunes. And, I work very fast. As soon as I hear a beat, I turn on my mic and just start going at it, and then I send it to the lab to get it mixed, or sometimes I even go there and record it. Like I did with, you know, your pops and Shooting for the Moon. And, I used to rap really hardcore, like gangster rap. But, you know, since I changed my lifestyle, I'm not, you know, I'm not that tough anymore.
Dig here likes gangster rap.
No, I like hardcore.
Hardcore rap.
There's a difference between gangster and hardcore.
Well, I got that. I mean, I got stuff like that, too. Put Shorty in the Dump and blah, blah, blah. And that's when I was really, like, mad at the world. Like, you could hear it.
Shorty
in the Dump.
Wow.
All right.
But now I'm I calm down, you know. More trying to be more sexy now, I guess, you know.
Okay, you couldn't be sexy and hard at the same time?
Some guys like that. It depends on what people like, you know. Sexy is like, what is sexy? Some people,
sexy is like, you know,
well, it's all relative. But I think like, you know, I'm less angry, you know, let's put it this way, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
I calm down a lot.
I'm thinking my definition of sexy is just, you just confident, you know you got it, you ain't got to brag about it, it's quite apparent.
Right.
You want it that sexy.
Hey, we all sexy, baby.
I'm just saying. So,
by the way, I love your show, man. It's awesome. I checked it out. It's just so cool.
Thank you.
I like that. I like what you guys do. It's really hot.
It was the creation of Mr. Whaley.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I try and give him his props when due. So, if he's listening, thank you much, Mr. Whaley.
Thank you, Mr. Whaley.
For helping us out.
Yep, Harold Whaley. Shout out to my boy, Harold Whaley.
Group hug.
Group hug.
Group huggy. I didn't first understood what you were saying. I thought you said the show is produced by Whaley. And then I was like, huh, what?
No. Well, No, it's actually produced out of
Booga Studios.
Booga Studios.
Booga? Like the boogers?
Pretty much, yeah.
And he gave us this idea. He, you know, kind of showed us how to set it up and gave us some ideas and info and tips. And we're still, you know, working at it. And you know how he is.
So I want to get back to you, Ms. Mark. So
for sure.
You working on your album. How many songs you got?
So far, I got 5 songs. So I'm working to, you know, make like another 4 or 5 and then drop it, you know. Right now, everybody can also go get my music on my MySpace also. Either you can Google my name, NIKKIMARX, or you can go on MySpace NIKKIMARXX. And
okay.
You can, you know,
hey.
check out my old gangster-ish, or check out my new softy cereal stuff.
Soft.
Either way, we got candy for everybody.
Stuff, aren't you?
What's up with this cereal?
The puffs and the cereal.
Somebody likes cereal.
Special K coming out.
Dude, I'm hungry right now. I should go out and give me some, but I mean, Pathmark is not far away. I can walk up there.
So I bring out some milk. I got you.
Yep.
All right. Chocolate milk on me.
Chocolate milk
shelf
on him. You gotta watch this.
Thanks,
show.
Man. That's very generous.
Hey.
I get you next, Tom. All
right. It's no biggie. So
So I'm going to Tokyo real soon too, June.
Are you going on tour to Tokyo? Or you just
I'm going there for, like, yeah, I got 2 shows I'm gonna have over there, which is hot. And right now I don't have anything domestic going on, not much. I had, like, you know, a show in Harlem the other day. But any promoters, you know, holler at me. If you got anything, you want me to be part of your show, you know, send me an invite, holler at me, Google my name. Get at me, you know, I come, whatever it is, some jam or you name it, you know what I mean? I'm going to be big popping, big money, so
right.
Might as well holler at me now.
Well, you know what? You know what we want you to do? Can you give us something to entice them?
Do a little rap.
Like a little freestyle or something?
Give us a sample.
Pardon? A song? What?
Give us a sample of something.
For our listeners.
All right, like a little something, real quick.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a quickie.
Can I curse or no curse?
Oh,
I don't know.
Do whatever you want,
man.
Sweetie.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. All right, here it goes. Fuck the beauty show. Step for the goodie. Got my black Tims on, baggy jeans, matching the hoodie. Strap ready for war. My blade with my foot be. Get ready to pour out the pain and give keys, niggas wanna whoop me, they come and get me, y'all ain't ready, my melody is too heavy, when I aim all steady, seek to fill the cereal in your belly, make sure you don't forget me, it's the N-R, cause the R, coming from the J-E-R-S-E-Y, in the club, with my ziggas from the N-Y, I'm drinking liquor, puffing line till I get high, ayo, my mama's lovely, beautiful, and fabulous, daddy a gangster, drug addict, and dangerous. But it doesn't matter, I'm nice like this on the radio. Everybody wanna talk ish, but not me, cause I'm running this shit. I don't know, just something, a little freestyle, some shit.
Damn.
Okay. I like that.
Were you out there pop locking it?
Actually, no, I'm laying here in my bed, in my little shorts, with my white tee.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm like. You know, the only thing that's missing is I'm a hand in my clutch like El Bundy or something. But, yeah, pretty quiet night in Harlem, you know,
is
with my lights dim.
You live in Harlem?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yep. All
right.
Harlem.
Harlem Renaissance, baby. Bringing it back. So
yeah, I actually live on Malcolm X Boulevard.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
So who else have you worked with besides Swiss Beat and who would you like to work with?
I worked with, I got a track with N-O-R-E, Noriega.
Right.
I been to the studio with Juelz and Mobb Deep, but, you know, we didn't really get to do anything. I mean, guys was just sitting and talking, which is fine with me. And then who would I like to work with? I would like to work with Timbaland, because I think he's a really hot producer. Also, I guess, like, it doesn't have to be anybody famous, anybody that's really talented and can just make magic happen, you know? Doesn't necessarily have to be somebody famous, but I think Jamie Foxx, he's pretty funny, you know? He got catchy hooks, and I would like to work with him.
Cool. All right, so when we heading out to Japan?
June 19th.
Okay.
And how long will you be there?
Like 6 days, 7 days. But I mean, just to work, and then I might stay there and just check out the city a bit, like Tokyo and Osaka. But I don't know, I always get lost there because I can't read any of the signs because everything is in Japanese, so. Kind of weird, you know. You'd be out there and you can't.
That problem.
Yeah, I'd have the same problem.
I would too.
Yeah, but it's cool because everything looks like so spaceship, kind of like crazy, like the fashion, the people.
Well,
very different.
So you're performing. You're gonna be doing a video.
Yeah, actually, I'm trying to set up a video real soon. Either this month or next month for Eating All Your Puffs.
I was going to say, you're going to have to send us the video, and when you come out with your single, you're going to have to, you know, send us something so we can, you know, represent for you.
Eating All Your Puffs.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
I'm talking
about
the video,
oh,
man.
The video.
I'm trying to get some video.
Wait till when your single comes out.
I know.
It's already out.
I need to make a fucking video.
Hey,
that's what I'm talking about.
Well, you should have said when the video comes out. Now, he said when your single comes out. Man, he don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Look, when we get the video out,
there we go, video. You said it right.
And we're going to play it, you know, we're going to give Nikki her props.
Yeah, I know. I got to earn my rank right now.
Right.
Everybody wants me to shoot that video. Like, my fans, everybody's like, where's the video? I really need to make this video happen.
All right.
Well, we'll be waiting for it.
Yeah.
You know, we'll put it up on our channel.
For sure. That'd be nice.
You know, show people what Eating All Your Puffs is about. So, Nikki Marks.
Nikki Marks, live and direct, baby. In the building.
There you go. But
Wednesday at New York time, midnight. Huh?
We know it's late in New York. We don't want to keep you from your beauty rest.
Oh, thanks.
But we want to thank you. you know, we have open invitation to come on and talk about your projects. You've got some new singles popping off and spending time in the studio.
And if you ever come out to San Diego, I'll add it.
Oh, for sure. Smooth drama every day, all day.
Smooth drama, there you go. Tell a friend.
For sure. Nikki Marks on Smooth Drama with my sleeping bag. You dig?
Very cool. But thank you. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thanks for having me.
Have fun in Tokyo.
Don't forget that video.
I'm not. Yeah, y'all gonna be the first people I'm gonna send it to.
All right.
Cool. You know, we'll definitely.
We're looking for you, Nikki.
You better. Don't forget about me now. I'm gonna come.
All right.
All right. You have a good evening.
Hi. Right, y'all too. God bless y'all.
All right.
Bye
bye.
Bye.
Okay.
All right. That was Miss Nikki Marks out of Harlem via Germany, bringing the hardcore. I like that.
Anyway,
we'll be back after this
station identification break.
So, you know, we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere now.
Together you got to move,
over here. Just don't touch me.
Whatever. Exactly.
That was kind of cool. See, you know. Ooh.
Yeah.
That phone makes noises.
Yeah. That's what phones do.
Mm-hmm.
They make noises. Yeah. So, yeah, getting back to Dick Cheney.
Yo, Dick.
Yeah.
Yo.
No relation.
Dick.
Obviously. Hmm. Can you believe that he actually... Oh, yeah.
No.
No biggie.
No link.
No biggie. No link.
Yeah, just now.
No.
For those of you who were just tuning in, we were talking... Dick was talking about Dick.
Yeah. Dick was talking about Dick.
Dick was talking about Dick.
Woo! Speaking of which... You know,
shit.
Transitioning from dick to balls.
Dick to balls.
From dick to balls.
What
about in Texas, 15-year-old at Shepton High School in Plano, Texas, was taken to the hospital after eating parts of a preserved fetal pig. He ate the testicles.
Who?
As a dare. It was classmates. They dared him. They offered him $50. He collected $40, but of course he had to go to the hospital because the fetal pigs that were used in the dissection are preserved with formaldehyde, which is of course a toxic substance that they use to preserve pigs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
So basically, he was eating poison.
Oh my God. Why in the... I don't get it.
Yeah, you do.
I don't get it.
It's real simple. You know, youngsters don't understand.
What the hell was he thinking? That's disgusting.
He was thinking $50. I hope that he spends it well. He didn't die or nothing. He just had to go to the hospital and get his stomach pumped. But, like any other teenagers out there, pig balls, that's no good.
Pig balls.
Pig balls.
Pig balls.
It's not about pig balls, people. It should always, well, I was going to say it should be about just regular balls, but I guess it depends on who you are. Some people like balls, some people don't like balls. It's up to you. You know, remember they have the testicle festival every year here in California, so obviously there are a lot of people who like balls, so whether it's pig ball, you going to take that chance on the swine flu, eating some pig ball, you go ahead. If you like bull ball, take that chance on getting the mad cow disease.
That festival.
Right. There's a festival here in California. Yeah, where you boil them, and then you peel the hairy skin off, and then of course you marinate them overnight, and then you bread them and fry them bad boys up. That didn't happen with the pig testicles. That was just straight out the laboratory jar. But balls. But I'm going to transition from dick to balls to even more balls. We are on balls tonight. We're being very ballsy.
Dick was talking about dick, and I ain't talking about balls. Dick's talking about balls. So.
Right. And see, here's what's happening. There's a murder suspect called Craig Carwise that claims the key to his innocence lies in his groin.
What?
Yeah. And guess where he's out of?
Colorado.
Nope.
Where?
He's out of our favorite state of all
Florida.
Time.
Florida.
Florida.
Wow.
Central Florida. See, he was accused of going on a shooting spree back in 2006, killing the man. And,
wow.
You know, he is now on trial facing first-degree murder charges. And prosecutors want to, of course, place him on death row because he has a prior murder conviction. However, Carwise claims the victim sparked the incident by shooting him in the groin.
What?
Yes, he was shot in the groin ball area.
The groin ball area.
And he said he had no choice but to respond by firing, and this is funny, 15 times.
Not once.
Not once.
Not twice.
Not twice.
Not five times.
15 times.
Three times that.
Now,
15 times.
He's saying that he has a bullet lodged in his groin since the shooting. And if the bullet turns out to have been shot from Jones, the guy that he shot at 15 times, gun, then it could prove that he was acting in self-defense.
What?
Yeah. So basically, he wants the state to pull the bullet from out of his groin area and examine it and see did it come from the guy's gun that he shot at 15 times.
What?
Yeah. Now, he kind of has a point.
15 minus fucking times.
Okay, but what I'm saying is this, and I'm sure there's some guys out there who would agree with me. Somebody do anything.
He needs to start eating all his puffs.
Right, exactly. But anybody do anything to your balls, you know, your first reaction is
no. I wouldn't know, but okay.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Your first reaction is like, mother, and, you know, he had the gun, and you get me in my bowl.
Okay.
Hey. You shot.
Well, did we get on the subject again?
Well, we were transitioning.
We were talking about
We were talking about Dick Cheney,
okay.
Who finally, for those who didn't hear, Dick Cheney says there was no link between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. Finally.
No link.
After 8 years of saying, yeah, there's a link, now he says, no link.
That administration just really
fucked America.
There you go.
Basically, the Bush administration was like prostate cancer to America.
It just
fucked
us all up.
Yeah, hemorrhoids, all that. No good.
No good.
Yeah.
They didn't like it.
Anyway,
yeah,
we're going to get off of Dick Cheney.
Dick's going to get off Dick.
But we're going to go from Dick Cheney to Fort Dick. Fort Dick, as a matter of fact.
Fort Dick.
Fort Dick.
Fort Dick.
And then Virginia. And unfortunately, there was a little scandal there because the Army's investigating new photos at Fort Dick. In saying that the Army says it's investigating allegations.
Allegations.
You know that alleged that 8 male soldiers
put
pictures and video of as many as 21 female soldiers in their unit showering at Fort Dick.
Allegedly.
The photos were allegedly taken last fall before the 266th Military Police Company of the Virginia Army National Guard shipped out to Iraq in December. Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Garber said that the Army is conducting a criminal investigation and that no charges have been filed.
Why?
Well, they said that Fort Dix spokeswoman Tara Lee Nisbet says the allegations are disappointing.
Why are they? This comes.
Well, I'm like, first, I mean, for you to be surprised that men would take pictures and video naked women.
Is that like a standard thing?
One, they're at Fort Dix. So you kind of got to expect some shit like that.
No, I don't expect that shit at all. I mean, is that...
And then going to Iraq, man. They're like, this might be the last time we see some Bush.
Oh, my God. What? So that makes it okay?
No. That doesn't make it okay at all.
So you're saying that's the mentality.
Well,
we're going to Iraq and we want to see Bush. And
before we die.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we are going to illegally take some video and infringe on someone's privacy when, in fact, they're in the military and they are supposed to be protecting us, men and women.
What?
What?
Are you on a soapbox here?
Yes, I am. You know, there's a couple things I want to get on soapbox about.
Okay, get on your soapbox.
Why the hell do exes have to be so damn stupid? Not, it didn't even have to be, I'm just talking exes in general. Exes, ex-girlfriends, ex-boyfriends, you know, ex-wives, ex-husbands, ex, the letter X. Because I know you got some shit and
stay on you.
Okay, why do some women and some men have to be so damn ignorant?
Ignorant?
Not ignorant. Ignorant.
Ignorant. You're just taking all the rest
ignorant,
of it.
Yeah, because I just want to say it so fast. Ignorant.
Why are they ignorant?
Because, man, some people just don't have no damn common sense. No logic.
Well, don't we sit up and talk about that on Smooth Drama every night?
Jeez, it doesn't even have to be in Florida.
Right.
It doesn't even have to be the Bush administration. It doesn't even have to be Peter James, you suck.
Right. Peter James, you always gonna suck.
Always gonna suck. Suck, 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 suck.
Yeah. And once again, for people who don't know, Peter James is the young man who sent us an email.
We don't even know if he's young.
Okay, young man, old man, whatever.
The man.
But yeah, Peter James.
Amen.
A terrible...
You know what? We don't even know if he's a man.
Right. Whoever Peter James is was a terrible person who sent us an email saying that we won $30 million. Of course, it was false. And me and Butter were quite upset for about 30 seconds. So, we have pledged that... The Peter James of the world, we will attack you. We hate you. We hate everything about you. We hope a cobra bites you in your balls.
This moment to flip Peter James off. This is for you, Peter James.
Peter James.
That's for you.
Smooth Drama TV.
I'm still waiting on my money, and it has not come yet.
Yeah.
And because I didn't get my money, I had to go out and get a damn cat. Not a lovely dog, a damn
and a
cat. Kitten. A little kitten.
Just get over it, Peter James.
I had to get myself a little kitten.
And to all the people out there who've ever had to endure the pain and the hurt that we've endured by not getting our $30 million
mm-hmm.
that was promised to us.
Promise in email.
In email.
Can't we do something about
that?
That
should be
like
a binding contract.
Yeah, isn't that false advertising or something?
Yeah, we gotta find a way to get back at the
Peter
James of the world.
Yeah, track his that IP address
mm-hmm.
and go after his ass.
Yeah, Peter James, we come to your ass.
After his ass.
Yes, so we can kick you in it.
Yeah. Right in the ass. Right in the earth of some people. A-R-S, earth.
Yeah.
So now that we're off balls, dicks,
you, are
and...
You, you're off your soapbox?
Oh, no, I might jump back on a little
might
bit.
Might jump back on?
Yeah.
All right, well, there's...
I rarely get
there,
on it.
There's something new out there. Take heed for you people who smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, what?
There's something new for you.
Uh-oh.
E-cigarettes. Electronic cigarettes, baby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, everything is going digital now.
Yeah, they're
digital
device. I guess they were long popular in other countries. They're battery-operated. Hmm. Battery-operated electronic cigarettes.
What size battery?
Oh,
that's for the middle person in you.
Yeah, or e-cigs. They look and taste like the real thing, and they even release
vapor.
Look like smoke. But they don't have the killer tobacco or tar in them, the makers say. Instead, they contain liquid nicotine, a highly addictive yet less toxic ingredient in cigarettes. Yeah. Yes, that little kitty is saying, hi, I want electronic cigarettes. Yeah, so for those people who are stuck and you itching right now because you got to get outside and get a cigarette.
Yeah.
They have electronic cigarettes here.
Don't go for the patch anymore with the electronic cigarette.
So you can get addicted without having black lungs.
Yeah.
So.
You know, if you're at that point, you probably already have black lungs.
And
for the new people that want to think about smoking.
And it's legal.
E-cigs.
And, of course, it has the blessings of the FDA.
And how long did it take to get that through?
It's safe for human consumption, they say.
Mm-hmm. And it runs?
Says
Christian
Berkman,
batteries.
The only U.S. manufacturer of the liquid that goes into electronic cigarettes. It's an alternative to smoking. So you can get addicted without the actual cigarette. That sounds like crack to me. Sounds like, you know, like you can smoke. I mean, because, you know, cigarettes.
Oh, shit.
I mean, because, as we know, cigarettes is the only thing that I don't have to smoke that can kill me because somebody else can smoke it and it'll kill me.
Mm-hmm.
But crack.
Crack.
You know, it's basically, I guess they're saying, you know, we're trying to break into the crack market. We're going to get you addicted on this legally.
And you can do it with a battery.
With a battery.
With a battery.
So,
or two.
Energizer and Duracell. They're going to come up. There's going to go, yo, man, you got a double A?
No, isn't it D?
I'm going to assume that it's not that big.
Triple. No, it might be one of those calculator batteries.
Ooh, that means that some of these electronic cigarette heads are going to be breaking in the Radio Shack. Robbing the
going to the Walmart counter and asking for them EV batteries, stuffing them in their pockets.
Yeah. So, yeah, people, electronic cigarettes, there's some addiction for you.
Yeah.
A new crack.
Yeah, let's say that's an addiction.
Liquid nicotine, baby.
Liquid.
It's basically, I mean, so you figure probably it would be like liquid Vicodin. Oh, yes.
Do they make that?
Yeah, probably not, but, you know, Lord knows what they're going to put, what's inside this concoction, because, you know, liquid nicotine.
Who's the only U.S. manufacturer that makes it?
This company, they are nameless, but their spokesperson is Christian Berkey.
Christian
Berkey.
Berkey.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of.
Yeah, electronic cigarettes.
It sounds like that's a funky name for a.
Yeah.
I'll have to check into that. I can research that Christian Berkey thing.
Christian Berkey.
Christian Berkey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Making
what
it happen.
Got?
Well, you know, I'm a closet revolutionary on occasion.
Closet?
In the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on.
Every now and again, I come out of the closet.
Come on.
And see what's happening. This story happened about a week ago. Canada's governor, Governor General Michelle Jean, who is the representative of Britain's Queen Elizabeth as Canada's head of state, had a problem with the European Union because they said that the EU voted earlier last month to impose a ban on seal products on grounds that the seal hunt is cruel.
The seal hunt?
Yeah, you know, people hunting seals, whatnot.
That is cruel.
All right, well, Governor Jean took offense to that because there's an Inuit, which is a Eskimo tribe up in the Canadian area, who
Eskimo tribe?
Yeah, they do. They have a.
I like snow.
Yeah, they have a. they have a ceremony. It's a community festival that they do. And I guess they use a traditional ulu blade and they slice off the skin. whatnot. And Governor General Michelle Jean.
General.
Yeah, we won't get it right because what she did next was simply amazing. She cut the flesh. And then she turned to the woman beside her and asked, "Can I try the heart?" And she cut out the heart and she swallowed a whole piece and said, it's
that's
like sushi.
Disgusting.
Very rich in protein. Yeah. So, basically, Governor Jean, whose post is pretty much ceremonial for the Inuit people, she defended the hunt as an eons-old traditional hunting practice that is not inhumane. She says that it's their cultural thing that they do. You know, what we're getting into here is you're talking about people's cultural practices,
ick.
And then you're talking about what we call ick.
Ick.
You know, we deem other people's cultures barbaric, and so we, you know, disregard.
Ick.
Yeah.
Ick.
But
ick.
I feel that same way about sushi. You know, people who eat raw fish.
That, I eat that.
Okay. That's ick. What's the difference?
Well, he said heart.
Okay. And?
Ick.
Yeah. It's nasty. Yeah. But I think eating the, what they call it, calamari?
Yum.
Yeah. That's a damn squid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I look at squids and I'm like, that shit is not for me to eat. Okay. Yum.
Yum.
Okay.
I have my opinion. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we all have it. But I'm saying a people, what we're talking about here is people's self-determination. This is something that they've been doing culturally for a long time. It's basically part of their religious practice. Okay.
That's my opinion.
I'm saying so.
That's like our opinion. Peter Genji sucks.
Right. Right, but Peter James is trying to steal from people. These are people.
Do we have a call? No. Okay.
These are people.
Where are all our listeners at, huh? Ick.
Maybe you farted then. Basically, what we're talking about. I can't even comment on that. Culture. People's cultures. Stop dissing people's cultures.
I wasn't dissing, I'm just an ick. I think it's ick.
Yeah, but it's the same thing you do if you eat raw fish. That's ick. It's raw.
Okay, you think it's ick. Okay.
Right.
I think it's good.
It's just like people.
Raise your hand, y'all, for all of you. It's good stuff.
Put your damn hand down. Anyway, what we're also talking about is the people who, like, eat these bloody steaks. Oh, I want my medium rare, which basically means put it on.
You don't eat meat.
Turn it over. I eat chicken and turkey and fish. I'm just saying, I will burn mine.
Okay. You don't eat steak. Beef.
No,
beef.
I don't eat
okay.
beef. But I'm just saying, the people who eat a raw steak, basically.
I don't eat that. Well, that's steak tartare. No, that's hamburger.
It's whatever. If you ain't cooking it and there's blood coming out of it, it's raw.
To you.
To anybody that can look
raw.
Like the same thing to see
yeah.
if it's bleeding, it's raw.
It's raw. No.
Okay.
It's still partial.
Okay,
so
basically it's
a
steak
cooked.
On its period.
So, you know, you can say that.
All right.
It's kind of like how you don't like catfish.
Catfish. Don't go there on catfish.
Oh, Dick has his issues.
All right. Now, I'm ending this off with this. There's a show called Weeds that comes on Showtime about this suburban mother who is a weed dealer. Why is there a woman who was trying to smuggle in about $100,000 worth of marijuana, you know, with her two kids in the van, 166 pounds of it?
Why is she doing that?
Yeah, I know why she's doing it. In she was a 34-year-old mother, and she had a 28-year-old passenger, both who were residents in
okay.
L.A., and they had their children in the car with them.
Okay.
You know, I'm like, are y'all watching TV and thinking that life imitates art?
I guess.
You going to be able to do that?
Well, they must think they're invincible.
Stupid shit.
Yeah.
And
people
you got
like
caught,
that.
And your kids got taken away. The kids
oh,
got taken
shit.
To social
yeah.
services. You know, the fact that she had her damn kids
yeah.
in the car with her.
Yeah.
166 pounds. That's a lot of weed. No, weed don't weigh nothing. So to have 166 pounds of weed, that's like a whole human being.
Yeah, I know.
A weed. I'm sure that gave, you know, made some folks chill like, oh, shit, I don't smoke that.
I know, but, you know. Yeah, well, on that note. Don't forget, we're still giving away them wearable shoe trees. So text the word smooth the drama to 41411. And,
sometime
you know,
this summer, I'm going to be running through the streets butt naked.
Yes, we are.
Bucket naked.
You know, we have no sponsors. I have a couple other people on the hook. So we're going to get ready to see Dick Hugger running through the streets.
And Dick Hugger's been working out.
So. We'd like to thank you all for tuning in. On that note, you are here with Dick Hugger and
Buttercup
on Smooth Drama until Thursday. Thank you all for tuning in, and we will see you on Thursday night.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth. Drama.
Please go down the shower and anything. She's on. I'm yours.
Yeah, I'm. Hey, she's still over.
Which sign on is this?
Oh, it's my turn.
Oh.
No, can't talk to the phone. I was just trying to get my water.
Now, according to me, I can't even talk to people in Texas.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. There I
go. What, you gonna give it to him?
Mm-hmm.
Can I give it to him?
Mm-hmm. All these people are dying.
You know what I'm doing? What the fuck? Tell me she's dead.
$700 million later.
That would be good for me.
She leave in the state too.
She don't have him.
And has
no, just her.
Mm-hmm. She made the move.
She hasn't done it yet. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she told him that she's moving to Arizona. She's, you know, she put in for a transfer at work, but I don't have to come to him.
Okay. That's cool. That's
good. Yeah, we'll see. She told me she was going along. And he's got a good job here.
Okay.
He's got a good job. No, but she can't afford to live in California if she's going to leave him.
Oh, so she's going to go hang out with that girl.
What girl?
Her homegirl. She's got a homegirl in Arizona that she tried to hook me up with.
Who's that?
And that's where that dude Brad is also.
Yeah, but who is the...
Rachel.
Rachel, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my new best friend, along with hanging out with Brad again.
Yeah.
Because you know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
She just can't go cold turkey.
Nope. So, yeah.
Okay, you complain about all these things you've done. And then you complain about all he wants from me is me to do this for him. You know what? Okay. But you keep going to the same dude.
Yep. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, next week's going to be a busy week. Fred will be here, well, not here, so we're going to his graduation.
Right.
So.
I'll be in Memphis.
Okay.
Thursday, but I can do a show from there.
Yeah, I'll, I anticipate that my internet will be working.
Well, I'll have internet connection at the hotel.
Yeah, I'll be calling the app to make.
Now, they don't know what the problem is?
Yeah, I mean, because they said it was the modem. So I went and bought a modem, the exact same modem that I had, because basically I was going to put the broke one in there and bring that back.
Right.
It's not the moment. So it's the connection. Somebody's going to have to come out and look at it.
And you were caught, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you got claws. Nice playing with you home. I'll check you out Thursday. All right.
Like, it's almost like an attack on it. There's only a tap on the head. And how he like, oh, is mom take it or not? And he's like, what's the ticket to steal the pickup card?
Roberson is unemployed. She told police she forced her son, their friend, and three men to commit the robberies to help her pay her rent in a car loan.
Well, after allegedly robbing four convenience stores in one night on Main Street West this morning, police say 21-year-old Michael Smith started off around 1 o'clock in the morning at a location 7-Eleven on Baltimore Drive, but he was scared away by the store clerk. The suspect then targeted two other 7-Elevens, one in Mesa and one in Lemon Grove. Smith allegedly left both stores in a silver car. He had cash and cigarettes. Soon after, police arrested Smith when they found him sitting in a silver car parked near a 7-Eleven store on Palm Avenue in La Mesa.
All the clerks in Ruby Jones were calling. We finally we had a couple witnesses that helped out to see a vehicle. All those things helped us gather information.
Now, in each robbery, the suspect wore a black hooded sweatshirt, a red bandana, and carried what turned out to be a fake gun.
The Deputy Sheriff's Association hosted a public forum tonight for San Diego's sheriff candidates. Five men want to be appointed to replace Sheriff Bill Collender, who's retiring on July 2nd. The board of supervisors moved aside as interim sheriff. The forum was held at the University of San Diego. The candidates who attended were David, new negotiating partner, named Reality. And then they will negotiate for you. You don't even have to be President Obama.
Show won't go on. My biggest fear is that we don't have a fair pay. I believe that ticket sales are only 50%.
still back in.
She's funny.
Huh?
Nikki?
Oh, Nikki, yeah.
She is funny.
Oh, she is funny.
She gave us a little bit.
She
gave us a little bit of rap. She was, it's okay to cuss. I was like, do whatever you want. So she did a little bit of that, and then she said, so tell us about your song, Eating All Your Pups. And Fred didn't
get it.
He doesn't. No, he didn't. First, he didn't hear a song, didn't know the name of the song or anything. I said, so tell us about your song, Eating All Your Pups. And he looked at me and he goes, Eating All Your Pups. So I said, tell us about it. So she was explaining it. Yeah, and he was like, what? And I'm like, look at the freezer. I'm telling you. You want some of those? No, I'm not. What? That was a game. Hold on. So.
You gonna go? You know, I'm 10 straight games that I came to, man. We ain't lost a game yet. I was like, oh, cool. We need to get out. 17, he's like, you ready to go? I was like, so after going through the whole deal with the MVD situation again, the meeting's gonna be Thursday. I'm gonna do a with the owners. I'm gonna do a
Thursday.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a WebEx because they're in Philly.
Oh. Okay.
Then I'm gonna have to go to Philly because then you go to guide me how we gotta do the 388. Like 150. We gotta do Facebook. Yeah, really.
But that's gonna make a
wow, man, really.
Look, I'll do it 20.
They're gonna have a problem with 300 up front. So what we're gonna have to do is 150 here and then space the rest of it out over 6 months.
Well, okay. Yeah,
no problem. Okay. If it was 10 grand a month, we in the mix. But shit, that's what. Okay, if it's 150 and we still up to another 228,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. It was
388. Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, so he said, put everything in modules. He said, don't you put everything in modules, like
the bill?
The first thing they need to put, yeah, on the bill, the first thing is 150 for that, you know, get that done. Then let's bring them along with module 2, and then this one, module 3, and then this one, module 4. And you know, I've already shown where the money will be made at via the mobile app. He was blown away by this. He's like, man, you really put your foot in there. That was the deal. Good though. I mean, you got a chance to hang out with him. You can enjoy that part.
So you do.
Then he told me.
Where that Thursday?
He said, this is still, he said, fastest 30 days out, the most 60 days out.
Oh.
So, planned by August, we have 300,000 on nothing we own.
Do I have a what? On my purse. You know my face from there.
I was taking inside this bottle of spoil. I was giving it to me if it ain't good. So I'm going to throw this away.
Shut up.
What?
I'm thinking, that's the one you woke up tonight, but I'm thinking, oh yeah, my safety pins are not safe. took me a while. I had to think about it.
Okay, how's it going over
there? I think Marcus fixed the sensor.
But again, fix the.
You can't fix it, so it's going. He worked around it.
What? Oh, well, I mean, you can't fix the database?
Mm-mm.
That's why you can't fix it.
There's something I want, but it won't link. There's something wrong. So, he has it going through his. But it's all right. I can still sign on to it and get the information I need. And then this is.
It ain't all right because we don't have to duplicate this shit. We need anything else we do. We need to get it figured out.
What? It's the same thing. I put down different sensors, and I can pick up which sensor it is just off that database.
Oh, the database.
Well, there's something wrong with it. The server. When those people hacked into it, I don't know.
We cleaned it out.
We can't figure it out.
How can you figure it out one time and can't figure it out again?
You didn't figure it out one time. It's never been hacked into.
No. But the hacking has nothing to do with the fact that we just put a new database up.
Only it's not linking right.
So we got a hit off of a Craigslist with a app. Have you been using that thing? Something?
No, I haven't done
it. Spider-Man.
I sent you a text about that.
About Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I can't get into it. It won't let me.
What is this?
It keeps taking me back to the main homepage to download.
Did you put Marvel's email address in?
Mm-hmm. I put everything in there. It's not. I think that
what
license is only his email address. It, no, okay. When I downloaded it, it said activate. Or buy license. So I could activate and I put in that thing that you gave me. And then it takes me back to the home page to download. It's and then when I try and put Marvin's email media MD2.
Why did you sign up to Google?
And I kept trying and it kept telling me the account doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah.
So
I tried it out last night on my page with the page views.
Yeah.
And I was at 400. I ran 500 of them, and I grew that 900 at that thing. So it works perfect. What the hell is sugar?
This is the contact database.
Oh, that's the one?
Yeah. And
do we have them broken down by, like, companies?
These aren't coming. These are all media contacts.
They're all media.
This is all media. Every single one of them.
Blogger, 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 blogger. So
but I haven't.
Okay, so I guess we look at their email address to figure out what they're
doing. I haven't downloaded all the lists yet because I don't think we want all of them. So we're going to have to pick and choose which ones you want to deal with.
Oh, you're scratching. I thought this stuff was working.
It is. No, I got.
It's, you can immediately tell the difference, though. So
yeah. Working. Oh, God, yeah.
Like itching, gone.
I'm talking, I was scratching like crazy. Now I'm not. The doctor says it's going to take a little bit for the stuff to fully get out of my system. But big difference, huge difference.
Oh, see what I'm saying? It's really terrible.
Look, last night I didn't have to run out to the car to get
sure
what left on the counter.
You sure did, man. You
but no,
man. This is the one in the worst shape. I wish you did. Sorry, I'm taking the pain. I'm trying to help you out.
You
can tell a
shit.
What you talking about?
Shit.
I need some more weed.
Yeah, I know you do. So he walked me through on how to import some of that stuff. So it's really simple. You just go to import,
and bring it in.
And he said to click import, create an update record because you want duplicates.
Want duplicates?
You don't.
Okay.
Next. Choose your file.
Okay.
Next. That's it. That's basically it. So he did all this for free. So.
And we got to get the login to it.
Yeah, and then what you could do is, it's just like that thing that Arthur has with OnMarketer.
Yeah.
That's the same thing.
So, is there a limit on how many we could send out?
No.
At one time?
No, because it's the admin. Just everyone can.
But it's still a limit on Arthur's because it costs more to send that disk. It costs more to send that disk.
This doesn't cost anything. It's free.
Yes. It's crazy paying for you. One of your tickets. Look where we were sitting there. Ball missed me by that much.
Why didn't you throw your hand out for
him? Because it's fucking hard. We right behind the plate. I'm not going to get a lot of money to throw that motherfucker and hit that smell of me. I'm not fucking
kidding. Did you have to?
Shit, no, I was scared. And he's like, you should have caught it. But he's got a glove on my hand. Every one of them get paid. And they got a real leather. You see shit in it. I'm all fucked up. Then you'd be like, damn, really? You should just go out and fuck that. You're not going to do that to me.
That's funny.
He's like, you up.
But Nikki, she's so funny. She is hilarious.
She's like a real weird kind of funny. It's like a dry.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Did she use a lot of New York slang?
Uh-huh.
You know, son.
No, well, she didn't use it in the beginning, but then when she's talking about how when she came here and she was speaking about English and she was hardcore and. Well, that's all nice and dandy if I had an iPhone.
Girl, we're trying to get there. I'm out here trying to make these deals so we can eat and pay your rent for a year. That's the kind of stuff I'm looking at.
What else was she saying? She was just hilarious.
There you go, some pretty cat.
$25.
Ace, I have to go. I don't want to be trying to be some rest of man. I'm tired. I don't smoke. I wish I could show you. Take this off.
Shake it.
So, you sure?
Yeah, okay.
Nah.
That's like me going.
Not unless you're.
Take it.
No. Look, I really don't want to do this, but that ain't even,
Just take it.
All right. If you insist. You're going to make me take the thing. All right, I'm going
to
work with you.
I'm going to have to take it in your mouth and tell you things.
Steve, what's cool with that? I guess I have to get to know him. I have to be thinking. He's
wonderful.
Yeah, he showed me how he, because he got a thing. 350?
What? Where?
On that back road, by the stadium. You know, if you go in the barrio area, Golden Barrio. One step from Mexico, and you act like you don't know it.
I don't know. One step from Mexico. My dad comes over today, and he starts, mowing the lawn, and. The neighbor across the street, walking across the street to go talk to my next door neighbor. And so I said hello, and you gotta get my dad says, you know your neighbors? And I go, yeah, I know my neighbors. They're kind of cool. He goes, oh, your neighbor, was outside when I pulled up. I go, yeah, did you say hi to him? And he goes, yeah, but he didn't say hi back to me. And then my dad looked at me and he goes, he probably thinks I'm the gardener.
You are.
And I looked at him because my dad looks like a Mexican gardener. He's got his hat, his faded jeans, the t-shirt, the holy t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I looked at him, I went, yeah. And he goes, well, that's okay. That's all right. They don't think I'm a gardener. Okay. So he's out there. Houston lawnmower doesn't have a grass catcher.
He's got a regular.
No, he got a new lawnmower.
Oh,
but
he got
a grass catcher.
He got a new lawnmower.
Well, it's not a brand new one. He bought it for $50, so it doesn't have a grass catcher. So he's telling me about, you know, he's mowing the lawn and the grass is going everywhere. And I'm standing there, and the grass is all over the sidewalk, all over my driveway. And I'm standing there, and I'm like, oh, my God, okay, well, whatever. And he says, you got a push broom? I'm like, you got a broom? I'm like, you got it over here, and I got the little broom. This little piece of stick. that's not. It's all connected together in any sense. I won't go over to grab this room. And I walk over to him and I handed it to him and he looked at me like, what the fuck? This is the only damn broom you got. No one. This is going to take me off. Damn, he's sweeping the driveway, right? And he's sweeping it down to the curb, and here comes the street sweeper. So when I said, look, Dad, it's the street sweeper. He rushed to get all this shit. Like, you was going to have to have this dirty area on your street. Oh, God. Well, he swept it up, but and then his truck was in the way, right? I said, your truck is in the way. The street sweeper can't make the straight beeline. And he goes, and he looks at me and he goes, that damn thing's going to have to go around it.
You're betting he's coming, you say.
Oh, okay. Like, you know, he's sweeping, he's sweeping hard, you know.
Exactly.
And he just started, and I hear the truck, and I looked out there, and I go, Dad, here comes the street sweeper. And he goes, let's see if you'll die. You're just going to have a dirty area. Oh, God, I was almost peeing my pants. I was like, oh, my goodness. I have to pee my pants. You talk to me like I look at me. Tried calling him because I couldn't send him that thing and he had your phone or he call me back.
Oh.
Left him a message and.
Going through it today.
Today?
I'm assuming you didn't see the baby. I told you it's good. Okay, well, yesterday she was there.
So that's not a good thing?
Well. She did. I didn't do it. Because of the shit. And
yeah.
Marvin telling me, I'm like, I need to check her. He's like, no, I need to check her. No, I ain't the one, boy. I am not the one. She'll play that. She's a homeopathic type person.
Mm-hmm.
Likes regular, homeopathic type medicine. She's very earthy like that. And that's why she was like, let me get back so I can be near the ocean. And we came out today out of the house and told her. Me and Marvin was standing there, and he was like, man, I'm trying to rent this house. And I was like, how much are you trying to rent it for? I could get 17. I was like, 17? Okay,
where is it at?
Okay. He was like, that's all I need, 17. I looked at Marvin, and Marvin was like, how much do you need now? He was like, just give me 2 months. 34.
man, Martin's like I say, five. That way I got a little cushion. He's like, I'm really with it, yeah. So Martin be like, he might pick up guys.
Where's it at?
No credit check. Right next to me.
Oh.
Is that my next door neighbor? The one who got broke into the...
Yeah.
He wanted to move to Riverside because his wife is... That's how he ended up getting broke into. He had a realtor come by.
That's right. You can see.
Right. So, just got to come over to...
Huh?
Come over to the door.
Oh.
I think we got a video.
of Harold, or with Harold, and I was like, what are you doing? He goes, yeah, I go, this is not a small world. He has an art class.
Yeah. That doesn't start until Thursday. Well, what if they want to say start on Thursday? What? On Thursday. Yeah, there's it. But oh, believe me, if the link isn't the one, whoever it is, came from me. Yeah, oh my God. No, it's such a Thursday and a Thursday. what? Today is Tuesday, the 2nd.